How I Rescued My Brain, A Psychologist's Remarkable Recovery from Stroke and Trauma, written and read by David Rowland. I'm having trouble working out where I am. Somehow, this isn't perturbing, simply puzzling. I'm in a puzzle and need to put together the clues to work out what this is all about. I'm sitting in the center of a row of beige plastic chairs. When I turn my head, I realize that my wife Anna is next to me. A ring of beige chairs also lines the walls. Other people scattered around the room are flicking through magazines or looking down and shuffling their feet. I get the feeling they don't want to be here. A beeping sound is coming from somewhere. To my right, people are moving through an automatic door, which shudders as it opens. I look up to see a woman behind a counter and a glass window. She seems harassed, and her dark hair hasn't been brushed recently. She's on the phone and taking notes. Every so often, people go up to the opening in the window and talk to her. She frowns when they approach, as though she doesn't really want to speak with them. Now Anna goes up and talks to her too. We seem to be in some sort of waiting room, but I don't know why. I look around. There are posters on the walls with bold letters reading, "Cover your cough," "For infection control reasons, wash your hands," and other things. Lots of the posters have people on them looking pleased or sad. The sunlight slanting through the windows on the far wall is soft. It must be morning light. In one corner of the room, on a low table, there are piles of magazines. I walk over to pick up Country Life and then sit down again. There's a section on real estate with pictures of quaint, homely-looking cottages. Some have picket fences. Other photographs show mansions built of sandstone or solid-looking bricks. The descriptions beneath list each property's features, telling of the life of contentment that can be enjoyed if one makes the place their new home. There's one I like, a cute cottage with a garden for $350,000. Is that a lot of money? I used to know. When I look at the date on the cover, 2007, I realize I don't know what year it is now. The magazine must be old. Its pages are curled and creased. The names of the country towns in the ads seem familiar, but when I try to picture where they are, I can't. My sense of geography is wavy. Goulburn, I say to myself. Nothing. Coomer. Still nothing. The names swim around in my mind, sounds without any pictures attached to them.